Aerial mosquito spraying is scheduled for Saturday night in Palm Beach County and Monday morning in Miami-Dade. It targets flooding and salt marsh mosquitoes, which bite humans but are not generally considered a disease threat. Officials say they'll be using the pesticide Nalid. A recent study found a possible link between Nalid exposure and slight motor delays in 9-month-old babies. WLRN's Kate Stein looked into why officials say for now they will continue using this pesticide.
The University of Michigan study investigated the effects of Nalid and 23 other pesticides on about 200 babies in China. Several pesticide researchers say it's the first study they've seen on the effects of Nalid in people who don't work with it routinely, like ag workers and mosquito control technicians. Monica Silver is one of the study researchers. She says the results are concerning, but there's a lot more research to be done.
We don't know how the levels that our infants were exposed to compared to the levels of exposure here in the United States because nobody has measured it here.
County officials in Miami-Dade and Palm Beach say they defer to Florida's Department of Agriculture and the Environmental Protection Agency for guidance on pesticides. They say for now, Nalid is the best tool they have against adult mosquitoes that emerge from the Everglades. The Florida Ag Department did not respond to a request for confirmation that it had seen the University of Michigan study. However, a spokesman wrote that, quote, Nalid is an EPA-approved product. A spokesman for the EPA said no one was immediately available for comment. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
And information about the spraying locations and times can be found on our website, wlrn.org.